House members and to the Senate members of the Conference Committee. I think we've agreed on many things. We've agreed on most of the policy, but we are extremely frustrated in the way things have been going. And we feel that basically we're at an impasse. We've been trading offers back and forth, none of that seems to be productive. We actually have an offer that we were going to give to this conference committee. It's upstairs, but we've decided that that also would not be productive. We've looked at the way things have moved, and we feel that we have come towards the Senate $190 million since we started, and that you've come towards us by $93 million. Since the targets were given, obviously we had to make $100 million in cuts, and you got to spend $100 million more dollars than your original budget. So since the targets, the House has moved $125 million towards the Senate. The Senate has moved $35 million away from the House. And, you know, we could debate these numbers all day, and we would not accomplish anything. So we think that it's way past time to get serious, and we feel that there are two issues that strongly separate the two sides of this conference committee. The first is the health plan reserves. This is the same issue we had that led to an impasse in the 2008 session. We believe in the House that taking those reserves is illegal. We heard testimony this year and last year from the Office of Management and Budget that they would not track any savings for that proposal because they don't think it's legal, and they think that there would be huge fiscal costs in terms of defending the state's position. The House is never going to accept anything that we think is illegal, and we think this proposal by the Senate is illegal. Second serious issue is birthing centers. Why, while we all agree that this, in theory, is a great idea and it ought to be pursued, we don't think that the way the Senate language is written will work. We had, certainly we passed out letters yesterday from the Hennepin County Medical Center, from the head of family medicine, and the head of nurse midwives, strongly critical of the proposal. And one of the things the head of family medicine said in his article is that a very large number of women that come to that hospital to deliver a child are in labor, and they have never seen a doctor. And so how is Hennepin County Medical Center supposed to determine whether this is a normal pregnancy or a pregnancy at risk? So the language won't work. According to federal law, in order to get Medicaid reimbursement, they would have to be a physician in charge of the birthing center. There's nothing in this law that says that. And so what we're going to do is ask the Senate to think about these two items and then get back to us later. And so I'm recessing the meeting. Call the chair.